Officer Jack McLam program coming to you out of Idaho, the High Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA. And we're here at our two police and military, one military organization. And I'm that old retired cop, Jack McLam, here with you. Good to be back with you, folks. Hope you had a good week. Okay, and don't forget, the second hour is open phones, totally open phones on the second hour of the Officer Jack McLam program. But this is the first hour, and I have information for you here I want to share with you. Busting the bankers. It should say busting the banksters, okay, but it says bankers. What would happen if every American withdrew their money from major global-oriented banks and then deposited it with neighborhood credit unions or local financial institutions to then send an even clearer message? What if these transactions occurred on November 5th, Guy Fawkes Day? A date made famous by the rebellious Hollywood movie V for Vengeance, V for Vendetta. Such a notion has been labeled Bank Transfer Day, and it is the brainchild of Christine Christian, a 27-year-old art gallery owner from California, who wrote on her Facebook page, I started this because I felt like many of you do. I was tired of fee increases, tired of not being able to access my money when I need it, and tired of them using what little money I have to oppress my brothers and sisters. With tensions on the rise and financial unrest, exemplified by the Occupy Wall Street protests, Bank Transfer Day is intended as a peaceful boycott of mega banks. Christine stated that such a bank run isn't potentially damaging to the economy, as she is advocating people simply remove their money from large banking institutions and place it in a local credit union. She explained, how can your funds have a positive impact on your community if tucked under your mattress? ? Okay, folks, we'll be right back after these important messages on Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be right back on the Officer Jack McLam program.
Extend your life with Extendo-Vine. Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Are you concerned about the quality of your drinking water? If yes, we want to introduce you to the new ProPure stainless steel water purification system. ProPure systems available in two sizes are economical, convenient, easy to use, and provide reliable water purification just about anywhere. ProPure systems come with the latest water filter technology. The ProBlack D-domed water filter elements are the result of years of research, design, and development, and are good up to 3,000 gallons each before replacement. Easy to clean, trouble-free. The ProBlack D water filter elements may be the best yet. Concerned about fluoride in your water? ProPure offers add-on fluoride filters. ProPure water purification systems. Easy to assemble and are backed with free technical support and a two-year warranty. Visit us at www.propureusa.com. That's P-R-O-P-U-R-U-S-A.com. And check out our holiday special or call 1-800-544-3533 for a dealer near you. 1-800-544-3533.
Okay, folks, we're back on the Officer Jack McLam program, coming to you out of Idaho, out Idaho County, Idaho, USA. I'm that old retired cop, Jack McLam, here with you. We're going to go right back to this report. She explained, and this is Christine Christian, 27-year-old art gallery owner from California. She explained, how can your funds have a positive impact on the community if tucked under your mattress? What's being suggested is that you shift your money to a local not-for-profit credit union. The more business credit unions have, the more loans with low rates they're able to offer a small and medium-sized business. While not affiliated with the Occupy Wall Street movement, Christine is clear there is a mutual respect. The difference seems to be that she is seeking a clear and definable action easily implemented, while the Occupy Wall Street crowd seems to risk injury and police brutality to merely being present there. However, there are already stories of arrests being made as customers attempt to withdraw their own money out of the mega bank. According to Washington blog, protesters were arrested when they tried to close their Citibank account. They continued, Bank of America used police and reportedly SWAT teams to stop St. Louis Bank of America customers from closing their account. The following rationale was offered in at least one case. A Bank of America branch in Santa Cruz refused to let protesters close their accounts, saying they could not be protesters and customers at the same time. November 5th was chosen as Bank Transfer Day because Christine hopes this will give a new name to the 5th of November, not as a failed terrorist attack, but as Americans standing up and saying we've had enough, the Village Voice wrote on October 7th. Christine also told the Village Voice, I've been very careful to state that this is not about bringing down the Fed. This is not an act of terrorism or treason. It's a boycott. It's as simple as that. It remains to be seen if the powers that be will try to thwart Bank Transfer Day and crack down on the Occupy Wall Street movement. In V for Vendetta, the protagonist reminds viewers of this famous nursery rhyme inspired by his actions. Remember, remember the 5th of November. / Gunpowder treason and plot. / I have no reason why gunpowder treason should ever be forgotten. That's all of that report, folks, on busting the bankers. Here's something very, very interesting, folks. Gaddafi was a national hero, not a villain. On October 20th, and you probably don't know a lot of this, folks, but Gaddafi was a very good leader in Libya. On October 20th, one of the last remaining populist world leaders, Muammar Gaddafi, allegedly was cut down by globalist thugs. They say allegedly, folks, because it could have been somebody dressed up like Gaddafi, looking like Gaddafi that they killed, and not really Muammar Gaddafi. The murderers patted themselves on the back for their achievement. What crimes did Gaddafi and Saddam Hussein before him commit, except having been in charge of countries with an abundance of quality oil? Was it that they refused to succumb to the usury racket, or that they were outspoken about communist Israel's bullying of the Palestinians? Saddam Hussein was accused of having weapons of mass destruction, which he didn't have, but the WMDs were non-existent. Gaddafi's alleged crimes were ambiguous. Some cite the bombing of a German discotheque and a bombing of Flight 103. Subsequent investigations showed the allegations were unfounded. In the disco case, the trial revealed that at least two of the five were CIA agents and Mossad agents, and the other three were protected by U.S. intelligence agencies. In the Lockerbie bombing, a witness publicly recounted his testimony, admitting that he was paid $4 million to lie at the trial. Gaddafi's home was bombed by the U.S. Air Force in 1986, killing 30 civilians, including his daughter. In more recent NATO attempts on his life, one of his sons and three granddaughters were killed. Most Americans are not aware how good the Libyans had it under Gaddafi. In his 42 years of serving Libya as the brother leader of the revolution, he took it from being a poorest nation in the world to having the highest standard of living in all of Africa. and ahead of Russia, Brazil, and Saudi Arabia. Education was free in Libya. The government would even pay for studies abroad. Health care was free to all Libyans. Electricity was also free for anyone. The price of gasoline was 14 cents a gallon. A loaf of bread cost less than half a cent. If someone bought a new car, the state would pay half the cost. Newlyweds received $50,000 towards the purchase of a home, and those wishing to engage in farming got free land, a free house, free equipment, livestock and seeds, free livestock and seeds. A portion of Libyan oil sales was credited directly to the bank accounts of all citizens. If a university graduate was unable to find employment after graduation, the state would pay the average salary of the profession until employment was found. This is why they call Gaddafi a national hero, folks. Even more amazing were Libya's banking policies, which might explain why it was targeted by the U.S. and by other nations controlled by the international banksters. All bank loans were interest-free. The central bank was state-owned and was not controlled by the Rothschild. Money was interest-free. And as a result, Libya had zero national debt, not a penny owed to anyone. Not only did Libya have no national debt, but it had a $150 billion surplus. Literacy rates went from 20% to 83%. Another reason Libya was attacked was that Gaddafi broke rule number one in the global power establishment. He was working to change payment for oil away from the U.S. dollar. That is the one thing that U.S. can never allow, because the dollar is the international reserve currency for the purchase of oil. No, Gaddafi was not a dictator, we have been led to believe, nor was he a terrorist. The only terror he spread was in the banking headquarters of the global establishment. Okay, global elite nervous about populists. From Berlin to Brussels to Paris to Washington District of Criminals, international money changers are grumpy because patriots are loudly protesting their criminal contact across Europe and North America. Finance ministers from the 27-nation European Union were meeting in Brussels in late October. Collateral meetings were held in Berlin, Paris, and Washington District of Criminals, all dealing with means of extracting more from America taxpayers to advance their goal of a global government with a World Treasury Department. Folks, they're trying to reduce us down to third world nation status, and that's why that is the banksters' plan. But if they are outraged that protest against the global government that originated in Washington District of Criminals, New York, and Chicago, then spread to the East Coast in Europe, receive extensive publicity in newspapers and broadcast outlets. Okay, folks, we'll be right back after these important messages on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Again, 1-888-246-4121.
Okay, folks, we're back on the Officer Jack McLam program. I'm that old retired cop, Jack McLam, here with you. I'm going to go right back to Global Elite Nervous About Populace. On October 25th, Bilderberg luminary and Treasury Secretary Communist Timothy Geithner expressed anger at Yahoo's in the street. Protests around the nation. While visiting a factory in North Carolina, the world wants to see the details of a plan to avoid global catastrophe, said a globalist and Bilderberger Geithner, has long supported with his Bilderberger buddies a World Treasury Department. On October 24th, Charles Dollara, managing director of the Institute for International Finance, told a crony that these expletives deleted street bums could frustrate our efforts to fix a world economy. The significant portion of the street bums are lawyers, physicians, and other men of leather. Lifting his voice among many calling for a World Treasury Department, Dollara said, any approach that is not based on cooperative discussions and involves universal action would be tantamount to default. would isolate the Greek economy from international capital markets for many years. It would also likely have severe contagion effects, which would cost the Europeans and world economy dearly. Those street people could ruin everything, said French President Nicolas Sarkozy, said as he arrived for a meeting in Brussels, October 22nd. We have to find a solution, but the hostile publicity could ruin our efforts. Bad publicity caused by protesters in Europe and North America could block our efforts to save the world from another recession. They want to reduce us down to third world nation status all over the world, folks, so they can manage us. Could block our efforts to save the world from another recession. They are expletive deleted, said George Osborne, Britain's Chancellor of the Exchequer, as he left a meeting the same day. We have made real progress but could fail because of these expletive in the streets. German Chancellor Angela Merkel has an especially difficult problem with protesters as throngs have gathered in Berlin and other cities. They make it politically difficult to do anything because Germans pick up most of the tab, she said. New studies from the European Commission and the International Monetary Fund provide a bleak outlook for Greece. The nation's decaying finances left the European ministers with a choice of asking private bondholders to accept heavy losses on their loans to Greece or putting up hundreds of billions of dollars of their own taxpayers' money beyond already approved bailouts to keep the country afloat. Ministers hope to have a coherent proposal ready in time for the G group of 20 of world leaders November 3rd in Brussels. Okay. Is Occupy Wall Street movement being sabotaged? Are the first signs of agent provocateur infiltrations beginning to surface in the Occupy Wall Street movement, which is government operatives, folks, moving in to do nasty things to police, start fires, and to break into buildings? Activists in Denver certainly feel that their rallies have been compromised, whereas Occupy Wall Street protesters in New York City have not been forced to by authorities to vacate Zuccotti Park. The same can't be said in Denver. In October 17, Chris Steele of Denver's Progressive Examiner told this writer at the last big Occupy Wall Street protest, eyewitnesses told me that they saw these punk rock looking kids holding signs getting out of police cars. Some of them wore bandanas around their face before getting lost in the General Assembly. Remember, folks, they got out of police cars, so this is the agent provocateur movement of our government to cause problems for the Occupy Wall Street movement by getting violent. Okay, folks, we'll be right back after these important messages on Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, RBN listeners, by now, most of you have started stocking up on gold and silver to get you through the upcoming economic crisis, and that's good. You're ahead of the crowd. But when the dollar finally fails, as every paper currency in the history of the world has failed, and silver and gold prices are worth hundreds or even tens of thousands of dollars an ounce, do you really expect to be able to easily trade them for basic essentials? With precious metals prices soaring, now may be the time to take a look at copper. For thousands of years, copper was used daily for bartering in the marketplace, and we're guessing we'll need it again, and very soon. Visit AOCScopper.com, the nation's largest private producer of copper medallions, and browse our huge selection. Stock up now while you still have time. That's AOCScopper.com, and use promo code RBN to receive free shipping. Don't get stuck without a practical way to trade. Visit AOCScopper.com and get prepared today.
The Dallas Arms Collectors Association Incorporated is holding another Gun and Knife Show following Thanksgiving on the weekend of the 26th through the 27th of November 2011. The Dallas Arms Collectors are again promising the single largest gun show in the state of Texas, where you can buy, sell, or trade various firearms, platforms, and knives and other shooting accessories. Admission costs are adults $10 single day pass or $15 for a 2-day pass. Children under the age of 12 receive free admission. Free admission is also included when applying for or renewing your NRA membership. The show is open to the public 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturday and 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Sunday. Parking is free with 24-hour security on site. For more information, please visit www.dallasarms.com or call 972-369-6062. And don't forget to visit us at the Republic Broadcasting Network booth.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Back on the Officer Jack McLam program, and I want you to remember this, folks, that these agent provocateurs, young kids holding signs, got out of police cars, okay? So they are agent provocateurs of the government to make the Occupy Wall Street movement look violent. When asked what happened next, Steele replied, "These kids deliberately tried to split up the crowd and have them go in different directions. Then the cops came in and tore down tents and threw away donated food where the people's kitchen had been set up." According to Steele, their tactics proved effective. The government infiltrators were very aggressive. They created confusion and split up the crowd. The following day, AFP spoke with activist Tim Holland. When questioned about individuals taunting police, he began, "I think they are working for the government, but probably hired by major corporations." Similar to Steele, Holland also referred to an element of aggression. Organizers have complained about being followed nonstop and literally being chased by people in plain clothes. Holland then made a profound observation. I wonder if the same forces that found it so important to hijack the Tea Party are the same ones who are trying to destroy the Occupy movement today. To convey the agitation in Denver on October 12th, a line of police officers adorned with riot gear and face shields and carrying nightsticks lined up only feet away from rows of protesters in a heated standoff. Later that night, the officers dismantled tents in a makeshift medical center food kitchen dubbed the Thunderdome. If provocateurs, government provocateurs, are searching for a modern-day Kent State, they may find it in Denver. Okay, Israeli fingerprints obvious in alleged Iranian murder plot in the U.S. The Obamanation administration continues to stick by their absurd claim that 56-year-old Mansour Abu Sir, a used car salesman from Round Rock, Texas, was entrusted by the Iranian government to carry out a mafia-style hit on the Saudi ambassador in Washington District of Criminals. Even FBI Director Robert Mueller admits that the alleged plot reads like the pages of a Hollywood script, and most former intelligence officers who have weighed in on the matter, in fact, former CIA case officer Robert Baer went so far as to say the Iranian plot is a bad Hollywood script. In the Time magazine article that used that quote as its title, Baer wrote, "None of it measures up to Iranians' unsurpassed skill at conducting assassination. It wasn't Iran. As for motives, there were no convincing ones for Iranians killing the who is it, folks? The Iranian plot is a bad Hollywood script, okay? If I was looking for a counterintelligence operation to deceive where this information came from, I'd be very interested to see if I could find a communist Israeli hand or a Saudi hand, one who has been tracking the communist Israeli angle in this latest fiasco is Mike Cathell, a U.S. foreign policy and Middle East expert whose website, The Passionate Attachment, focuses on America's unrequited love for communist Israel. This AFP writer recently corresponded with Cathell to ascertain where his research on the so-called Iranian terror plot has led him. Cathell began with his analysis of a foreign policy paper entitled Which Path to Persia? Options for a New American Strategy Towards Iran. Iran, remember, folks, did the same thing Saddam Hussein said, and he said Iraq will not be part of the Antichrist New World Order, so we had to go in and do a regime change and put in a puppet dictator that would go along with communist Israel. Now the Iranians have said the same thing to communist Israel, that they won't let Iran be a part of the Antichrist New World Order. So they're saying that Iran's making nuclear bombs, which it is not, and trying to get us to go in and bomb with Israel, go in and bomb Iran and kill millions of people and put in a puppet dictator there that'll go along with communist Israel's New World Order. Cathal began with his analysis of a foreign policy paper entitled, Which Path to Persia? Options for a New American Strategy Towards Iran. It was published in June 2009 by the Saban Center for Middle East Policy, a pro-communist Israel think tank established by media mogul Hiram Saban. In that paper, six pro-Israeli co-authors revealed their frustrations with Tehran's unwillingness to provide the requisite provocation to justify an American invasion of Iran, said Cathal. Of particular relevance is the recently uncovered assassination plot, is their analysis of Saudi Arabia's reluctance to support military action against Iran, in which they conclude it is hard to imagine what it would take to change the Saudis' mind. In the first place, an invasion would be impossible. The best or worst we could do would be an illegal genocidal bombing, probably nuclear, campaign against the civilian population of Iran, but which would constitute not only the worst no-win war, but also the worst disaster for America in our history. We would become a pariah nation in the world, far worse than Hitler's Germany ever was. Another intriguing aspect of this plot that Cathal has been exploring is the would-be assassin establishment of the Zetas drug cartel, which Cathal said has been reportedly linked to the Mossad, the communist Mossad out of Israel. According to the 2009 article he found in the Spanish language newspaper Hable Honduras, the recent secret services of the communist Israeli military trained several members of the violent wing of the Mexican drug cartel, Zetas drug cartel, mainly the Gulf cartel and the Sinaloa cartel, among who was the founder of the group of assassins known as Los Zetas. Cathal has been following other incriminating leads as well. One of the connections between Abbasir's co-conspirator, Golan Sakuri, and the communist Israeli Mossad-linked Mujahideen, I'm sorry, I can't say that, folks, a terrorist organization that opposes the Ahmadinejad government in Iran. Another is the Fox scandal in Britain, which reveals a concerted effort of the CIA, the communist Mossad, and MI6 to destabilize the Islamic regime by any means necessary. According to Cathal, this is further evidence that Israel and its foreign lobbies in Britain, the United States, and elsewhere are the only ones pushing for war with Iran. Significantly, it was Whitehall's concerns about the communist Mossad influencing British policy towards Iran that led to Fox's resignation as defense secretary. When asked which elements of this alleged plot sends up the most red flags, Cathal replied, it's hard to choose one. Communist Israel's fingerprints are all over it. Okay, folks, that's it. Israel's fingerprints, obvious in alleged Iranian murder plot here in the U.S. It was communist Israel that did that, folks. Okay, let's go on to something else now. The Readership Council, American Free Press's vital partner. Let's see, we have enough time to finish this article here. As chairman of the American Free Press Readership Council, I am calling upon council members to renew their membership to celebrate this, our 10th anniversary year, and am inviting those of you who aren't AFPRC members to join this group of highly dedicated and patriotic Americans who are the backbone of AFP. It's no secret that big media finds its strength in the support and receives from large corporate advertisers and from powerful international organizations like the Bilderbergers, the Trilateral Commission, and the Council on Foreign Relations. Although the circulation of major media publications are declining, their influence goes a long way towards molding the opinions of pundits, politicians, and others who want to appear to be informed. Many Americans spend a goodly amount of time and money trying to keep hearth and home above water, but they don't read the right publications that enable them to fill a great void that exists in their lives. AFP fills that void with accurate and honest reporting that has been left open by the bankrupt and declining and infamously corrupt control media in America that falsely portrays itself as the voice of so-called mainstream. Face the fact that dailies such as the Washington Post and the New York Times and weekly magazines along with television and radio are dominated by a tightly knit communist elite of interlocking families of financial groups, while guided by their own self-interest, to be sure, are always careful to ensure the continuing dominance of our nation's political arena are by international plutocrats whose tentacles reach throughout the unconstitutional Federal Reserve System that has ensnared America's monetary system. The control of the media by their influence, such as the Bilderbergers, the Trilateral Commission, and the Council of Foreign Relations, all globalist groups, giving them a stranglehold on America and the world, but they do not stand unchallenged. There is a strong voice of operations to these evil forces, and it is no exaggeration to say that this opposition is the voice of American Free Press. It is the men and women who are members of American Free Press Readership Council who are in the vanguard of vigorous opposition to these peddlers of global plantation, the New World Order. American Free Press couldn't do it without the support of its readers. So the fact is that American Free Press is only able to fill the void of real news reporting because you, the supporters of American Free Press, made it possible. The year 2011 is not only American Free Press' 10th anniversary, but is also the 10th anniversary of the tragedy of September 11, 2001, carried off by the CIA and the Mossad. And while big media has spent years lying about what happened on that day, American Free Press pioneered efforts to blow the whistle on what really happened on 9/11. Our writers and editors have spared no efforts at calling the government liars. American Free Press readers recognize there is a high-level corruption within our own government. It's not just something you see in the movies. Okay, folks, we'll be right back after these important messages on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees. Just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Back on the Officer Jack McLam program, and I'm that old retired cop Jack McLam here with you. Going to go right back to this report. American Free Press readers recognize that a high-level corruption is within our own government. It's not just something you see in the movies. Support American Free Press efforts to bring out the truth by joining the American Free Press Readership Council. As a council member, you will have real input suggesting subjects and stories to our editors and writers. America is in trouble. Uncontrolled immigration, millions of jobs sent overseas to cheap slave labor by illegal aliens, elected officials who do only what their handlers and big contributors tell them to do, as well as costly no-win wars such as Afghanistan and Iraq. American Free Press must carry on the fight for liberty. Join the AFP Readership Council today. Current council members, please renew your membership now. If you are an American citizen 18 years of old or older, you are eligible to join the American Free Press Readership Council. Membership costs $76 per year. Your AFP subscription is included free with membership for the newspaper. You can pay $76 today, or you can break it into two $38 semi-annual payments, or you can pay $7 per month automatically on your credit card. Call this number, 1-888-699-NEWS, News. 1-888-699-NEWS, NEWS. Okay, folks, that's it. Now, we're very close to the end of our first hour, so let me give out that call-in number if you'd like to call in and say a few words or ask questions. That call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. 1-800-313-9443. If you'd like to call in on the second hour of open phones on the Officer Jack McLam program. Okay, that's 1-800-313-9443. Okay, folks, I hope you'll call in today because it is open phones the second hour. Okay? All right. Okay, let's go on to something else now. Globalist fear rises in nationalism. Okay, folks, we'll be right back after these important messages for the second hour of the Officer Jack McLam program, which is totally open phone. Okay, we'll be right back.